in Artworks now, we're heading to Germany, specifically to Berlin, and a performance created by two men, a German and a Jew, an Israeli Jew, and a Palestinian woman. The show's called Threesome, and it's really about the weight of history that bears down on these three cultures. So how do you think a modern-day German, Israeli and Palestinian might reflect their understanding of the past in a performance? Well, in this case, it's a wacky kind of mash-up of theatre, dance, comedy and performance art. In Berlin, Cinema Nippard was at the show and spoke to the performers.
The Germans and the Israelis are always aware of the situation when they sit together at the table because, yeah, it's still there. And we wanted to make a piece about this embarrassment and about embarrassment that is like, or shame, that is like national shame, but there's also this private shame. And we wanted to find out what is the difference, like what is worse, being an Israeli nowadays or being a German.
That's German actor Knut Berger. He met Israeli dancer and choreographer Nir DeWolf a few years ago while they were working on the same project. As they got to know each other and became friends, they realised they wanted to write their own piece about how they're dealing with the past of the Holocaust in the present. Their conversation was peppered with jokes, which Nir says have become commonplace for Israelis and Germans living in Berlin.
Is this kind of jokes, to start with, that my mother will never do?
And the Germans know about transportation or something like that, or like, where's the next gas station? Something like that.
We always do this stupid train, like, doo-doo, Auschwitz, Birkenau, all these Holocaust camps that were, yeah. Of course, it's come from embarrassment and not lack of knowledge, because we both, I think we are very familiar with what happened. But it comes from this maybe release that you cannot laugh on it, but you can take the extremity of it and try to bridge over it, in that sense, with a joke.
Such jokes feature in the dialogue of the performance. Sometimes the audience laughs uncertainly and sometimes uproariously. For many Germans and Israelis, such jokes are a way forward, as Kirsten Zielischmuller, director of Doc Elf, the venue where the performance is showing, explains.
Normal, you have such a shame as a German that you cannot move, you can only sit and think, yes, we are bad. And this piece gives you a chance to come into another communication with Israeli people and to think about history and relationship and communication in a new way. But I think it's a new thing in our generation. I think it took this time to deal with that like that.
The performance starts late and my friends are beginning to get impatient. We're finally let into a sparsely furnished performance space. There's none of the usual theatrical lighting. In fact, the house lights stay on for the entire performance and the floor is laid with sheets of white vinyl. In the rear left corner, there's a pile of colourful junk, old mannequin parts, empty plastic bottles and toys. Centre stage is a freestanding bathtub filled with bubbles piled high. As we take our seats, the German actor Knut Berger comes out and apologises. He says, unfortunately, one of the actors, Sahara Abu Ghosh, the Palestinian belly dancer, is unable to perform tonight. He says he and Nir DeWolf, the Israeli choreographer, will have to improvise, with a little bit of help from the audience. He shows us some simple moves that we'll have to do when the time comes. As Knut's explanation about the performance continues, it drifts into a surreal monologue. He gestures to the back of the room, describing a painting by Hieronymus Bosch. Moving urgently around the space, he indicates a giant black cat to the right, while above, hundreds of invisible birds fall from the rafters, their bodies smashing against the floor. Surprisingly, at this moment, Nir DeWolf jumps out from underneath the bubbles in the bathtub, accompanied by techno beats, and dances in a camp way around the stage. The audience is encouraged to take part in this kind of call and response throughout the performance. Then the music abruptly changes to that of a German sitcom. The two men get into the bath together and start washing each other and swapping stories. It's a very intimate scene, but slowly the tension builds and culminates in Knut whacking Nir over the head with a plastic club. The audience has been laughing along, but suddenly stops. This violent friction between these two personalities and the cultures they represent continues throughout the performance. Knut angrily picks up the cello and plays it with a physical ferocity as Nir dances around the room using contemporary dance moves. Knut sprays the room with air freshener in an effort to remove the lingering stench of the past.
There's something still there that I still smell. It's something that is still there underground, and it will be there. So we had this idea of like me going underground.
Knut walks around the room sniffing different objects and then gets down on the floor, crawling across it, sniffing harder. He then lifts the white vinyl sheeting that covers the floor and crawls underneath it, burrowing across the floor while Nir rants. It's an unexpected use of the space. When Knut emerges, again they fight, and Knut beats Nir with the plastic club. In a rage, Nir flips over the heavy bathtub, capturing Knut underneath it as it lands. Nir gives the bathtub several aggressive kicks and jumps on top, where he starts singing a song through a megaphone that those who've seen the Borat film might recognise.
Throw the Jew down the well, throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free, so my country can be free. Then we go into the sea, and we have a big party.
Berlin-based American dancer and choreographer Jen Kelly, who is in the audience, explains what happened.
Well, he's standing on the bathtub and he's singing this call and response thing. When I say mazel, you say tov, and he says it before, but then he's singing it again. It's about throwing the Jews in the well, and there's some really controversial things, which nobody would, you know, if they were, you know, in their politically correct mind, would ever do. But because the audience is so engaged, it's almost like hard to resist doing it, but then all of a sudden the audience is like, oh wait, I can't do that, that's not okay. And it's kind of reminding the audience that they're not just bystanders, but they're actually part of this performance as well. He's sort of saying the line between you and me isn't really so big. You're also complicit in this, and because you're watching me do this, you're part of it. And you know, saying nothing is not really saying no, because you're still watching me do this.
Knut and Nir have intentionally made this line between the audience and the performers ambiguous. Sometimes they talk directly to us, other times to each other. One minute the audience is laughing along, and in the next we're shocked into silence. After this song, Nir drags a rug with a pile of objects into the middle of the room and starts hurling them at the bathtub. From cucumbers and Venetian blinds to the arms of a mannequin, the stage is littered with debris.
We had this idea of him throwing the bathtub that the two of us were sitting in before, trying to wash ourselves and each other, wash this off, like that he throws it on top of me, and that there is this German guy under this whole pile of destruction that is happening right now, and that there is a connection. Of course, there is a very strong connection of the situation that is happening nowadays in Israel to Germany, because if the Holocaust wouldn't have happened, Israel wouldn't be there in its form like it is today. So there is this German guy under the bathtub, and a pile of shit, of destruction, of everything is on top of him, and he is hiding there. And that was the idea.
How do you feel being in the bathtub?
It's pretty hard. I mean, I once didn't manage to really cover my ears and then had a tinnitus for like a couple of months. But now I know, and I also know how to cover it from the when he comes with the gas, with the spray can. And it's fine. It has a masochistic touch, but yeah, well, maybe that's something that tells a lot about the whole piece, that the Germans nowadays also want this. And this is the catharsis thing that we talked about before, that now I feel better afterwards. You know, I feel good to go through that. And it's hard, but it's worth it.
And is there something good for you in putting him under the bathtub and throwing stuff at him?
It's wonderful. I mean, every single prop that you see now, like these hands from a puppet, is a symbol of how does a location look like after a bus was exploding when I was 16, for example.
The trashed stage is a symbolic reminder of the wrongs perpetrated by each culture against the other.
The name of the piece came out from a triangle of these relations, that it's really a triangle that the Germans, you know, abuse the Jew, or the Israelis, let's say, they abuse the Palestinians, and vice versa, in a way. And with this, we work just in a very honest way.
And what about the missing figure of the Palestinian belly dancer, Sahara Abu Ghosh? Towards the end of the performance, Nir invokes her by performing a belly dance. He tells the audience how he was contacted a couple of years ago by a young Palestinian woman who asked for his help with a German visa application. Nir had never met a Palestinian person before, and setting aside his personal fears and prejudices, he discussed with her the idea of collaborating on a dance piece together.
We actually were about to start to work with her. We then had to change her name because she decided not to do it for some reasons. She talked to her family in Palestine, and they said, no, you cannot do that, because it's really like that Palestinians cannot just go and work with Israelis, because this is something that is just a no-go. So she decided not to do it, and we were like, okay, so what do we do now? And we said, okay, let's take this as a starting point, that she decided not to do it. So what do we do with this situation? So we came up with the ideas that we start the piece with Sahara Abu Ghosh, this name that we gave her, just decided not to do it. So now we have to see how we do it by ourselves, because this triangle doesn't work yet, because the German-Israeli conflict is very different in the sense of that it's been like so many years and generations now, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is still going on. So somehow it's really hard. It seems to be not possible that there's a real discussion happening on stage or wherever right now.
At the end of the piece, Nir starts throwing paper up in the air, and a video of birds flying is projected onto the back wall. Kirsten Seelischmuller, director of Doc Elf.
For me, it's aggressive, and in the same time, you can laugh. You feel free to laugh. And this is something, this is the best humor, I think, when you cry and you laugh in the same time. And I think it's also this special kind of Jewish humor, this really special kind of deep, sad and funny humor. And also romantic. He destroys everything, and then you see the birds. And then you see the flying things, no, the flying paper, and then you have also the feeling of flying.
Nir and Knut have taken the show to Singapore and France, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive, with the exception of one disgruntled theatre-goer.
We had also a little scandal from a very rich Jewish banker in Singapore that didn't understand the layers that are in the piece, and he wrote a very sharp letter for the Israeli embassy and to the festival that and accused us and being racist, and he didn't get our layers at all.
But for the most part, the response has been good.
We had also a lot of Israelis that either has been as a tourist here or live here, and even some Arab people, once or twice Palestinian people who came to see the show, and they were all very excited and happy about the show. So it was a very fulfilling,
When they see that there are people today dealing with the situation, saying, okay, this is us dealing with it, thinking about it, and these are the pictures that are in our heads. So maybe you are connected to a few of them. And a lot of people get them. And we are very happy about that.
And the German performer Knut Berger and the Israeli performer Nirda Wolf, along with the absent but ever-present Palestinian belly dancer Sahara Abu Ghosh, they're the creators of the show Threesome. Cinnamon Nippard was speaking with them about it in Berlin. And the next performance of Threesome they're doing is going to be next month in Tel Aviv. I'm Amanda Smith and this is Artworks here on ABC Radio National.